Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. Dublin Delish. 98FM.
Now, every Tuesday at this time, this is what we do. Dublin Delish, where Russell Alford will bring us somewhere new in Dublin to explore in terms of food. Try out maybe an item on a menu or just a general restaurant, cafe, whatever it might be, a recommendation of somewhere in the city for you to eat. Russell, of course, is the producer of the show, but also one half of GastroGaze and Sunday Times restaurant critic as well. So knows a thing or two. Good afternoon. How
good
are you?
Good afternoon. And the main thing is that we always bring something delish to the table.
We do.
We are in December. We are in Christmas sandwich season. You tasked me with trying as many as possible, so thank you for that challenge. Now, you weren't here last week for good reason, but we did start off with Little Gino's. There's a video of that on the 98FM Instagram account. If you're feeling jealous, it's down the road.
I'm going to watch it. I've seen it already. I've cried over it.
I'm sorry. Now, I don't have any gifts today for you, but I do have the information for you. Today, we are off to the Pepper Pot Cafe, which is a staple of the Paris Court townhouse. A classic. Have you been?
I've never been. I've heard the name so many times.
It's wonderful. So it sits on the mezzanine that sits around the whole of that beautiful historic building in the heart, just off Grafton Street in the heart of the city. And they ultimately do one of my favourite sandwiches in the world already, which is the bacon, pear and cheese sandwich.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Yes. I love a good fruit in a sandwich.
Yes. Like, oh, in a sandwich. Okay.
Okay. What were you talking about?
I don't know. It's on the crustiest, fluffiest bread imaginable. It's an absolute staple. If you haven't tried it by January, me and you are going to go for one day. Okay.
Let's make that promise.
It's incredible. But for Christmas, they're doing something special, of course, like so many others. So prepare yourself for this. Okay. Now, most of them are done on sourdough lately. Bit different here. It's on focaccia.
No way. This is the first I personally heard of a Christmas sandwich with focaccia.
Yes, this is a very, very special one. So focaccia, the Italian bread, it's very light, it's very fluffy, a little bit of saltiness to it, a little greasy as well, but that works with something akin to this as well.
Yeah.
It comes with free range roast Irish turkey crown, maple glazed ham, a Brussels sprouts and chestnut stuffing. Homemade cranberry sauce, which is properly cranberry, and you get a side of turkey gravy.
Oh my god, did you adore.
Now here's the only issue. I went yesterday, I drank the gravy.
That's how good it is.
The gravy was so good. I picked up the pot and went, this is incredible, and down in one.
And is it, it's like rich gravy?
Yes.
Gloopy, like thick. That's what we need.
So much of that turkey flavour that you want at Christmas. This isn't some, you know, run-of-the-mill gravy. This is a really high-quality one. Now, a few caveats. Number one, a little slap in the hand. It was a bit slow.
Okay.
Took a while. This is the restaurant critic coming out at me. It was a bit slow, but it was grand because it was myself and the fiancé just having a catch-up and having tea and the sandwich type of thing, so it was fine.
Yeah.
Because in a rush, it wouldn't have been great.
Okay.
However, when I got it, I was forgiven. It was great. I loved
Made
it.
Up
it
for
tasted
it.
Fantastic.
100%. Can I ask you, Russell, right? Because you mentioned a couple of elements in this as well. The bread, obviously, is focaccia. Mm. What's the best bread for a Christmas sandwich, in your opinion? And we're obviously going to find this out more as you test out more of the Christmas sandwiches in Dublin. But what do you think? Because focaccia, first I've heard of this.
Yes, focaccia is amazing for it. I love batch. I love batch bread.
Okay.
I love that thick doughiness that comes with a batch bread. Now, if I'm making a sandwich at home for Christmas, that's what I'd be using.
Yeah.
If I'm out and about, I kind of expect a sourdough.
Okay.
It's just that it's a bit thicker, has a bit more flavour to it, and it has a bit more structure often as well. Batch has that issue that I can seep through.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mm. And you need it for like the soakage, because we're dealing with a couple of condiments usually in a Christmas sandwich, the likes of, you know, mayonnaise, turkey gravy now we've heard before as well. The most important element in a Christmas sandwich for you, what is the best, like what's the making of a Christmas sandwich, a good one?
It needs good stuffing.
Right.
Okay.
And this place now, Pepper Pot, what's the stuffing like?
It's Brussels sprouts and chestnut.
Oh.
Beautiful combination.
Yeah.
It needs good stuffing because the stuffing adds a lot of extra flavour. Turkey is a bit, ham is a staple, it's fantastic, but if it has a good stuffing, It's perfect.
Okay.
The gravy really adds to this one as well. Now, if you're a fan of cranberries, you'll love this. If you're not, just maybe ask them to take it off or tone it down,
because
it's quite cranberry forward. I was so happy with this. It's £14.50, so it's on the pricier scale. Get it with a cup of tea. Actually, no, you won't get it with a cup of tea. You'll get it with a pot of Barry's.
Oh,
and it's the most decadent, lovely, beautiful teapot you'll see. It's wonderful. This is a place that's been open for 15 years now. Jesus, I was salivating there.
A real food.
A real staple of Dublin City. And as I say, one of the best sandwiches there, the famous pear and bacon sandwich. It's wonderful.
Okay.
So the pepper pot, there'll be a video in due course on 98FM socials.
Okay, so we have that to look forward to seeing. And if you're going to try it out as well, well, enjoy it.
Sorry.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
And we always wish that she would, Showbiz Shannon, because she's bringing us all the hot gossip and the hot tea that we love so much. Good morning, how are you?
I am very good. And if it's your birthday today, you share your birthday with the iconic Britney Spears.
Queen Britney.
She turns 44 today.
I mean, the queen herself. I wonder what she's doing to celebrate the birthday.
Probably dancing
on Instagram.
Literally what we're all thinking. First up, another campmate got booted out of this show.
Oh, I missed it last night, but obviously saw the headlines this morning. We're disappointed.
I'm really upset about it. So she, aka Vogue Williams, is the third contestant to be voted out of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We're all very sad about this, but also everyone is like, we can't even vote to keep her in.
That's what I was going to say. Everything I've seen this morning off the back of last night's news, I suppose, and her exit has just been the fact that if there's an Irish person in I'm a Celebrity, why don't we collectively as a country get to vote for them?
Yeah, they need to change that.
They have to change
us vote.
Yeah, and she was doing really well. Like, her trial, she was excellent. You know, she came across really well in the jungle, to be fair. So it's also hard coming in a latecomer too, which doesn't help. So was she kind of shortchanged in it all? Maybe some people would say that they are, but hopefully they'll look at the rules and, you know, if there's Irish in, the Irish need to vote.
Absolutely. And we all would have been like,
come on.
She would have won if we were in charge.
Absolutely.
The campmates are going to be voted off every day now until the final airs the 7th of December. I can't believe it's already come to an end so fast.
3 weeks flies. No, it probably doesn't for them.
Who do you think is going to be the king or the queen of the jungle?
I'm going to predict a king of the jungle, and I'm going to say Angry Ginge.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's a good character.
So no girls on the radar.
There might be one that gets maybe to top three, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know who, though. Maybe Shona. I like her. But I think top three will be Shona, H, and Angry Ginger for me.
Time will tell if your predictions are right. Moving along, the British Fashion Awards took place in London last night, and big names like Cate Blanchett, Rita Ora, Maya Jama, and Ray took to the red carpet looking absolutely stunning. But the big news of the night wasn't about the fashion.
Oh?
It was baby announcements.
Yeah. Go on.
Both Ellie Goulden and Sienna Miller announced they were expecting their babies with jaw-dropping fashion looks.
Oh, so love it.
Sienna wore a sheer white look, you know, and you could see the baby bump underneath that. And Ellie rocked a crop top.
Love it. Love it. Get the bump out, girl. Absolutely.
Get it out. Do you know what I love? I think it's Rihanna that set the trend of when you're pregnant. Just like, you can still be fashionable.
100%. Or Beyonce as well. Remember when she was doing that performance and she just like turned around and started rubbing the bump, like, and she's like, I'm preggers.
I love it. Just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you can't be stylish.
Absolutely.
This will be Ellie's second baby and Sienna's third baby. And then finally, oh my goodness, I can't even Copenhagen with this one. Miley Cyrus has sparked engagement rumours.
Oh.
With her partner, Max Mirando. Now, fans noticed that Miley was sporting a gold diamond ring on that finger last night at the Avatar Fire and Ash premiere. And then hours later, Max's father seemed to confirm the rumours after he shared a carousel of the pair with the ring, writing congratulations.
Oh my goodness, that's confirmation.
That's literally confirmation. information.
Miley Cyrus is engaged. What do we know about him? He's been laying low. Their relationship has been laying low, probably for a good thing as well. What does he do?
So they started dating in 2021. That's what we know.
Okay.
So 4 years in the making now. He's like a musician or something, but honest to God, he is so under the radar. And yes, I kind of love that because she's the star in the relationship.
100%. And she has had some of the most public relationships out there as well, which obviously didn't go very well, you know? So, yeah, absolutely. Thumbs down to him. So hopefully now, you know, the kind of under the radar relationship is clearly working out so far, and hopefully, fingers crossed, it goes all the way as well. Yeah. Oh, what great news!
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98 FM.